Transformer judge to challenge Supreme Court's gender ruling, date modified colon 2025-04-2019-0835-24.796Z, description colon Victoria McLeod, who stepped down last year, said the judgment had violated her human rights. Transformer judge plans to challenge gender ruling at European Court, 20 minutes ago, save. Dominic Kashani, home and legal correspondent at BBDMC, save, Avalon, Victoria McLeod, pictured in 2010 when she was sworn in as a Queen's Bench Master, stood down from high court work last year. The UK's only ever judge to publicly say they are transgender is planning to take the government to the European Court of Human Rights over the Supreme Court's groundbreaking ruling on biological sex. Dr. Victoria McLeod, who stepped down from court last year, said the judgment in Equality Watchdog's new guidance violated her human rights and she felt contained and segregated. She said the court had failed to consider human rights arguments that would have been put by trans people and the judgment had left her with the legal nonsense of being two sexes at once. 2 weeks ago, judges at the Supreme Court unanimously ruled a woman is defined by biological sex under equalities law. Since then, interim guidance says in places like hospitals, shops, and restaurants, trans women, biological men, should not be permitted to use the women's facilities. Equality Watchdog issues interim guidance on single-sex spaces. Supreme Court backs biological definition of woman. Dr. McLeod was one of at least two trans people who had wanted to present arguments to the Supreme Court about how its outcome would affect them. Courts have the discretion to consider arguments from outside interveners, but judges often reject such interventions if they conclude they are going to hear all the relevant arguments from others. The Supreme Court considered arguments on trans issues from the human rights campaign group Amnesty International, but not from exclusively trans activists. Dr. McLeod, 55, came out as trans in her 20s and is one of about 8,000 people to have legally changed the sex on their birth certificate. She went on to be a High Court Master, judges who often manage complex, expensive cases, and was publicly promoted as a symbol of the modern judiciary's diversity. She stood down a year ago, saying she could not continue her judicial work amid an increasingly difficult public debate that had led to her being singled out for abuse and criticism. Following the Supreme Court ruling, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said it had given much-needed clarity for those drawing up guidance. But Dr. McLeod said that far from clarifying the law, the court had not considered how such an outcome would impact the lives of trans people. Dr. Victoria McLeod speaking to the BBC over a video link on Monday, trans people were wholly excluded from this court case, said Dr. McLeod. I applied to be heard. Two of us did. We were refused. The court heard no material going to the question of the proportionality and the impact on trans people. It didn't hear evidence from us. The Supreme Court failed, in my view, adequately, to think about human rights points. Dr. McLeod says she and other campaigners will go to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg to seek a declaration that the actions of the UK government and Supreme Court judgment violate her fundamental human rights. Just as the Prime Minister didn't know what a woman was, actually the Supreme Court don't know because they haven't defined biological sex, said the former judge. The answer in my view is that a woman in law is someone with the letter F on her birth certificate. Dr. McLeod has a gender recognition certificate, which means her acquired female gender is recorded on her birth certificate. At the same time, the Supreme Court ruling means she is defined as a man for the purposes of the Equality Act. In its judgment, the court said biological sex refers to the sex of a person at birth. It emphasizes that only women can be pregnant, for example, and women have specific legal protection during pregnancy. Trans campaigners argue the court did not take into account their view of the complexities of biology. They argue it is impossible for services, from police officers performing a strip search through to restaurants, to truly specify someone's biology, pointing to intersex cases as an example of where biological sex is not binary. However, gender-critical campaigners say biology comes down to a common-sense assessment of what makes a man or a woman, PAW Media, Campaigners from For Women Scotland celebrate the Supreme Court's judgment earlier this month. "This judgment has left me two sexes at once, which is a nonsense and ironic, because the Supreme Court said that sex was binary," said Dr. McLeod. "I am a woman for all purposes in law, but now under this judgment I'm a man for the Equality Act 2010. So I have to probably guess on any given occasion which sex I am." The Equalities Watchdog's interim guidance says trans women should not be permitted to use women's facilities. It also means trans men, women who have transitioned to being men, have to use women's spaces. The guidance states that in some circumstances the law also allows trans women, biological men, not to be permitted to use the men's facilities, and trans men, biological women, not to be permitted to use the women's facilities. For example, trans men could be excluded from women's facilities where reasonable objection is taken to their presence, for example because the gender reassignment process has given them a masculine appearance, the watchdog told the BBC. The guidance adds, where facilities are available to both men and women, trans people should not be put in a position where there are no facilities for them to use. Dr. McLeod believes dangerous predators could exploit this confusion to further target women. "This is going to make matters much, much more dangerous," she said. "I am now expected to use male spaces. I have female anatomy. It isn't safe for women to use the men's loos. It is as simple as that." Campaigners including For Women Scotland, the group that brought the case to the Supreme Court, say women felt unsafe with trans women using female facilities. Dr. McLeod continued, "The approach here is really to treat normal people like me, who just happened to change legal sex decades ago, people who've served their country, worked in the military, doctors, lawyers, nurses, just ordinary, hard-working, peaceable people, as if we're a threat to be contained and segregated." Starmer does not believe trans women are women. Number 10 says, "The Supreme Court ruling gives clarity, but now comes the difficult part. Greens call for single-sex guidance to be withdrawn. European Court of Human Rights, Women's Rights UK, Supreme Court, LGBT transgender people."